Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters who are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the show Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm your host, Muhammad. We're continuing the discussion about Prophet Muhammad in the Quran based on the verses of the Noble Quran. The verse I'd like to recite today is verse 56 of Surah Al-Ahzab. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Indeed, Allah confers blessing upon the Prophet and his angels ask him to do so. O you who have believed, ask Allah to confer blessing upon him and ask to grant him peace. Now, this translation can be actually changed a little bit because there are two opinions about the translation of this verse, about especially the part where it says, وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and ask Allah to grant him peace. This سَلِّمُوا, some say that it means to say سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Some say that no, it comes from تَسْلِيم, which means surrender, submission. So another way of translating this verse is to say that indeed Allah and his angels, they sent peace and blessings upon the Prophet. O you who have believed, send blessings and peace upon him and submit to him a complete submission. This is what some say is the meaning. Both could be correct, okay? But the point that this verse is trying to make is that, again, it's showing the really lofty position of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is saying that we have the duty to send peace and blessings upon our Prophet because Allah and his angels do this. When Allah and his angels do this, who are we not to do this? Because we're a lot inferior than Allah and his angels. Allah and the angels, they do send blessings and peace upon the Prophet. We'll continue the discussion about this verse after a short break.
To be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa
Mustafa.
So we were saying that Allah and his angels send blessings upon the Prophet. Allah is telling us, O you who believe, you also should send blessings upon Prophet Muhammad and also his progeny. Some have said that the wasallimu taslima means that we also have to send peace and blessings on Prophet Muhammad's progeny. Because if we don't, it would be like an incomplete salawat, Okay? We want the salawat to be complete and the submission to be complete. So the Prophet has told us, the Quran actually has told us, that we should love the family and the household of the Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt. So if we do not send blessings, if we only send blessings on the Prophet, we have not submitted ourselves to Allah and His Prophet completely. Now, the question is, what is the significance of sending blessings upon the Prophet and his progeny? I mean, the Prophet, he is perfect. He doesn't need our salawat, right? Like, that's a given. He doesn't need our prayers. He doesn't need us to ask Allah to send his peace and blessings upon him. Then why does Allah tell us to do that? Okay, the thing is, when we send salawat to the Prophet, first of all, we are honoring Allah's Prophet. Okay, that's the first thing. Second, it's actually, it benefits us more than it benefits the Prophet and his progeny. Because think of it as a container that is filled with water to the brim, and you pour water on that container. What happens? It overflows, and that water, like a spring, it gushes forth, right? That is how the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt are. They are like that spring, that container that is already full, but when we fill it up, it overflows, and the benefit is for us. It brings us benefit. We are the ones who receive. Of course, they also, their position is also elevated by Allah when we say salawat. But it's not just that. It's also us who receive many rewards. It also raises our position in this life and the hereafter. Did you know that the Prophet also says salawat on us? This is in the Quran. And as a matter of fact, Allah commands the Prophet to do salawat on us. We have verse 103 of Surah At-Tawbah, which reads, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. We're concerned with the part that says, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Indeed, your invocations are reassurance for them. Invoke Allah's blessings upon the believers. Allah is saying this to the Prophet. Indeed, your invocations are reassurance for them. So we will receive the benefits of salawat to the Prophet, and the Prophet, he will send his blessings upon us as well. And another thing that we can understand from these two verses is that Allah has means for his blessings and his rewards. One of those means is salawat upon the Prophet and the Prophet's progeny. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Like Muhammad. I leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave.